Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. It's for freedom, freedom that you have set us free. And therefore, you encourage us in the word this morning to stand firm and don't fall back into bondage. Thank you, Lord, that we were in all the bondage of people's fear, the world's fear, all the wrong fellowship brought about this fear. But thank you, Father God, that when we heard the gospel and we believed and knew that there's an answer for us, there's light in the darkness, there's goodness, there's a river in this wilderness of despondency, trusting in ourselves, trusting in man. And thank you, Lord, you liberated us. You set us free, Lord, to stay now in this river of life, in this goodness, in this fellowship, and in this favor, this divine favor, this grace. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Galatians 5, verse 1 to 5. Christ has set us free for freedom. Therefore, stand firm and don't submit to the bondage of slavery again. Look, I, Paul, am telling you that if you have yourself circumcised, having Christ won't help you. Again, I swear to every man who has himself circumcised that he is required to do the whole law. You people who are trying to be made righteous by the law have been estranged from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. We eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness through the Spirit by faith.
Hallelujah. You see, what we've got to realize is, you know, when we've woken up to this wonderful gospel of salvation, the gospel that you've got a heavenly family that's always known you and has always wanted the best for you, and you have come home. When you start turning, you fall for deception, lies. You turn away from the Lord. You are then turning your back on this goodness. This goodness is found in beholding the glory, the splendor of the Lord as in a mirror. And then the Bible says, then you are being changed. So distractions that come through the law or fear of man or wanting to please everyone, that's what you've got to watch out for. You've got to know you are called into this marvelous liberty, and this marvelous liberty needs to be stayed in. And that's why it says rejoice all the time. See, the rejoicing is found in your name written in heaven, the destiny that is prepared for you, the unique story. And it's only found in fellowship, in sharing with the Godhead, drawing close to the Godhead, because that's royalty, that's beauty, and that's your portion. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Why? To fellowship with us, to flow with us, to be our lights in this world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So if you fall away from grace, you're falling away from fellowship, and then you're falling into other things, disobedience. There is just this beauty that is found in Jesus, and then outside of it, there's deception. So you've got to stay in Christ. You've got to stay in the grace, and you've got to stay in faith. And that's why right here at the end, verse 5, it says, we eagerly wait for the expectation. The hope is expectation of righteousness. Righteousness is everything that is right, everything that is beautiful, everything relevant to the plans that God has got for us to build us up and let us walk in the footsteps of Jesus to be the lights in the world. The hope of righteousness through the Spirit by faith. So we need to be born again of the Spirit into the kingdom, and then we need to stay in the faith. And this faith is God's faith. God knows the best for us. And as we stay in tune with Him on a daily basis, that faith is our portion. That faith is worked into us. And then we just stay in that light, and that God watches over His word. That which He has endorsed, He will fulfill. In Jesus' name, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.